8 of the striking worker unions who have called off their strike have been commended for allowing reason to prevail. The Executive Secretary of the Coalition of Parents of Private Schools, Dr. Simon Gwene, said what should preoccupy the labor unions now should be the amount of money retired workers should be paid when they are due. Dr. Gwene said the interest of every worker who is due for pension is the quantum of package he takes home. He said it is also wrong for the unions to give government an ultimatum when they are going in for negotiations.
First, I want to say big thank you to the labor unions for at least allowing reason to prevail. And I hope they will sit down with government and their grievances will be resolved. I think what we've all been calling for is that when there are issues, we should sit down and talk. Because eventually, it is talking that will resolve the issue. What I'm not very happy about is the ultimatum. Because even with the labor regulations, it is not acceptable to give ultimatum to one of the partners in the dispute. So what I will say is that labor should try and look at the issues in a way that it will be beneficial to labor and the country as a whole. Because if you prolong the strike and the economic collapses, it will not order well for the country and labor as a whole. So I'm not really happy about the ultimatum. So what I will urge them is that they should sit down with government. I think their sole interest should be the amount of money workers will take when they retire. That should be the sole, and not that some investors should be giving money to invest. That shouldn't be the sole objective of labor. So objective of labor is that when somebody is retiring, how much is a lump sum? Is government going to give enough money? Is it profitable? That should be the agenda. That if it is looking as if they are fighting for some people, we want these investors to be giving money, we want these farm managers, then they are deviating. Because the ordinary worker, what the ordinary worker wants to see is that at the end of 2015 or beginning of 2016, whoever is retiring gets a lump sum that is representative of the amount of money that has been invested. That should be the sole aim. But like I said, a due diligence must be done so that any farm manager who will be selected, government and then the workers will be sure that this money will not be locked up somewhere. There will be no bankruptcy. So this is my advice to labor. First, I will thank them. They have done well for calling off the strike. But they should also know that illegal strikes are not welcome. Like I've been saying, it's only in Ghana here that people go on illegal strike and they are paid. And once you do that, it will continue because it will become an incentive. I'll go on strike and at the end of the month, I go and take my salary. So they should always see that illegal strikes will not augur well for both labor and the economy and the country as a whole.
That was Dr. Simon Gwene, the Executive Secretary of the Coalition of Parents of Private Schools.